Welcome, great people, to June 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and we will begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. So, let's everybody stand up, let's face the flags if we have one, and put our right hand over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen! All right, so now on to today's program. Ben Franklin flies a kite. Bridget Bishop is hanged in the Salem witch hunt. JFK has a busy day. And John Dillinger robs his first bank. All right, so now let's do this.
1752. Ben Franklin flies a kite. So this actually either happened on June 10th, according to history.com, or June 15th, according to a Wikipedia link to Steve Johnson's The Invention of Air. In either case, that's how he discovered electricity. Now, kids, don't try this at home. Franklin was insulated that night when he attached a key onto his kite, thus creating the conductor to an electrical path up to the sky. After his discovery, those who tried to copy it made the mistake of not insulating themselves and basically fried. So Franklin not only discovered the positive and negative components of electricity, he discovered the grounding as well. This led to Ben Franklin conveniently inventing the lightning rod. Great way to protect a building from burning down due to an electrical storm, right? And this also led to the mighty Ben Franklin discovery of the battery. Franklin was also very perceptive in matters of wave theory of light, meteorology, traction kiting, the concept of cooling and refrigeration, temperature's effect on electrical conductivity, and so much more. I'm telling you, folks, if Franklin were alive today, he'd discover an iPhone app that would colonize us on Mars. And moving all the way back to 1692, Bridget Bishop is hanged, becoming the first of many during the Salem witch hunts. In January 1692, a daughter and a niece of Reverend Samuel Parris of Salem Village in Massachusetts became ill and began convulsing. They were taken to Dr. William Griggs, who diagnosed the young ladies of bewitchment. See, in those days, the town was very Puritan, and the devil was having a bad effect on some of the townspeople, were identified by the sick young girls. Soon the town had a hearing, and 150 adult ladies and some men, as well as a 4-year-old child, were sent to prison for committing witchcraft. On June 10th, Bridget was hanged, and the next few days, 13 women and 5 men went to the gallows and were also hanged. Finally, Governor William Phipps put an end to the trials. The Superior Court of Judicature, formed to replace the Witchcraft Court, did not allow spectral evidence. This belief in the power of the accused to use their invisible shapes or specters to torture their victims were tried by the court of Oyer and Terminer, which heard and decided their fates. The new court released those awaiting trial and pardoned those awaiting execution. In effect, the Salem witch trials were over until 1950, when Joseph MacArthur began his own witch hunt for communists in the federal government and Hollywood. Happy early Halloween, everyone. 1963 now. JFK puts his foot down. First on his schedule for June 10th was to cease atmospheric testing of nuclear missiles. This is probably a great idea considering the all-out nuclear war, which would have taken out every living thing on Earth except for cockroaches. Not that I have a problem with lawyers or anything. That almost happened 8 months prior during the Cuban Missile Crisis against the Soviet Union. On this day, he committed to take a step towards peace with the USSR by banning nuclear testing except for underground testing. Later that day, John Kennedy also signed H.R. 6060, otherwise known as the EPA, or Equal Pay Act, to allow women to get substantial raises in the workforce. After that, Kennedy warned Alabama Governor George Wallace not to prevent black students from registering at the University of Alabama. John F. Kennedy, like a boss! And finally, 1933, John Dillinger robs his very first bank, taking it about 10.5 large from a bank in New Carlisle, Ohio.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for June 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. I've got some multiple choice quizzes on there for your entertainment value, as well as a comment board. This, my friends, is where you get involved and get a dialogue going. Let me know what you thought about today's show. For example, so Ben Franklin discovered electricity. You're welcome, world. Let me know what your take is on that. Or about the story of the Salem witch hunt, for that matter. What about the one of JFK? I'm fairly certain that after a day like that, a man like JFK would have wanted to swim an extra few laps in the White House swimming pool naked. Why? Because he's a man's man, that JFK. Crime fans, what's your take on John Dillinger? I used to have a heavy metal show, and one of the bands I would feature was the Dillinger Escape Plan. And I'm pretty sure after listening to too much of DEP, my brain would start to rattle. That's my take. What's yours? So yeah, let me know what you think. Now, moving on to tomorrow's program, I'll talk about Henry Hill, more JFK and Governor Wallace, Jeanette Rankin, and Vince Lombardi. So until then, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.